going live.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Just talked to Adam Kroll in the first hour. And we were discussing something that happened to me today in particular. Something happened to me in the past, and something that will happen to me in the future that gives me goosebumps. And it's when guys say, or girls say, that so-and-so is my biggest fan, right? The guy over at Clear Channel is my biggest fan. Or, you know, the guy over at, I don't know, the guy at, you know, at Mort's Deli is my biggest fan. Anytime somebody uses that term, it drives me insane. But terms and things that you've heard people say that drive you effing crazy. It's usually a sign that, you know, there's something else going on with this, with the other party. But here are the phone numbers. Here's another example, and then I'll give out the phone numbers. When somebody on Monday says to you, you know, you're back to work on Monday, and you come in Monday morning at 9, 10 o'clock, whenever you start your job. I don't know what time you start. And a guy says, or a girl says, so how was your weekend? And you're like, that's all you got? That's all you got for me? How was your weekend? I mean, aren't you completely out of crap to say, how was your weekend? It was fine. It was, you know, and then you got to roll through. Then you got to remember what you did on Saturday. And then you got to remember what you did on Sunday. And then you got to tell that person what you did. And then that person starts laying on you what they did over the weekend. And nobody gives a rat's ass. How was your weekend? How was your weekend is reserved for people who have no more thoughts. Their last thought is to try to ask you about your weekend so they can, you know, load their weekend on you. But the stupid things that people say that drive you crazy. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. That's 520-9710, our main number. Here's another one. And this happens probably about two or three times a year this will happen to you. But you run into a guy who, let's say, has an unbelievable job, right? And he's a photographer for Penthouse or Playboy. And his job is to shoot hot, naked women who are in their 20s. And his job is to take pictures of them in a very sexual way, in sexual poses. And then those pictures are produced and he makes a lot of money. When he says to you, yeah, it's a bad job, but somebody's got to do it. That's when I feel like ripping that guy's head off.
Jesus,
you know, yeah, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Guy's a photographer for Penthouse. Yeah, it's a tough job, man, but somebody's got to do it. What an a-hole! Here's another one. And you'll get this in the workplace, usually like on Wednesdays or Thursdays. You go, hey, how's it going, dude? He goes, oh, can't wait till Friday. Yeah, like everybody on Earth. Yeah. Yeah, she's can't wait till Friday. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, it's everybody's favorite day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they don't have to do anything on Saturday or Sunday. And I don't know why he thinks he's come up with that or it's any, you know, more special to him. Here's another one that drives me crazy. And this happened with my wife's stepfather. I guess my stepfather-in-law. I don't know what to call the guy. But I went out gambling one night. We were up in Oregon. And I went out to the local bar and we were playing video poker. I must have lost like $200 or $300 in the course of, I don't know, like 8 hours. And I get back to the house and he says, hey, how'd you do? I said, I lost like $200 or $300. And then he says to me, he says, well, you know, I have a rule of thumb. I never go to Vegas with more money than I'm willing to lose. I'm like, Babu, I've been going to the racetrack since I was about 6 weeks old. I'm 45 or 44. Don't you think I've heard that a million effing times? I never go to Vegas with more than I'm willing to lose. Well, how original. And what a fun guy to be with, too, in Vegas. Well, I'm out of money. I know it's only Friday at 5 p.m. and we'll be here till Sunday, but I'm out of money because I never come to Vegas with more than I'm willing to lose. Great. Well, I hope you enjoy the meals and the show. I'll be gambling. But the little stupid sayings that people have that drive you absolutely effing crazy. Here's another one. Smoking a cigarette, and this happens almost daily. Guy will come by, hey, you know, that's going to kill you. You know, that smoking's bad for you. Geez, you should try to quit that.
Jesus
no
Christ.
No S. And it usually comes from a guy who's about 280 pounds. You know, that smoking will kill you. Yeah, well, you seem to be handling calories pretty well. I'm glad that you're so fit, and I'm so unfit. Get out of here, jackass. Here's another one that drives me crazy. It's, and you don't hear this but anywhere but show business. And show business has some really bizarre terms, especially in the movie-making business. They have these sayings where usually it's the assistant director or second assistant director uses these terms. And some friends of mine are, you know, they're in the business, so I hear these once in a while. You know, go to visit them on the set. Here's one. Show up tomorrow on the set having had. And people in the movie business will know what that means. But what it means is show up tomorrow for work and we're not giving you breakfast. So show up having had, which means eat at home and then show up to work. Or the run, don't walk is another one. When they ask for something on the set and the guy goes, fly it in. You just want to strangle that guy. All right, let's talk to, how about Dick in Ontario? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, my daughter's one thinks Barack Obama is our president.
That's pretty cool, dude. He's not yet, but he might be one day, you know?
Yeah.
My daughter the other day said, Barack Obama was on TV. And I said to her, I said, who is that? And she goes, that's Barack Obama, Dad.
Obama.
She knows that name already, man. What do you got for us, Dick?
Dick. Thank you.
Dick, what do you got for us?
My stepkids are half black, half white, and they think they're Mexican. And they talk like Mexicans, and they're always saying, I'm going to go to the store right now, or I'm going to do something right now. But right now means somewhere between now and 6 hours from now.
Right. And here's also another one that happens here at the station, because, I don't know, people just sort of like to linger here at KLSX. I don't know what it is. But you'll get a guy come in, and he'll say, all right, I'm going to take off. I'm like, all right, well, I'll see you later, dude. He said, so what's on the show tonight? You know, I tell him what we're doing. He goes, all right, I'm going to leave, man. I said, all right. He says, hey, what do you watch on TV? I'm like, CNN on one TV and Channel 9 on the other. All right, man, I'm going to take off. Well, yeah, well, part of I'm leaving is the act of leaving. And, you know, the people that announce 8 or 9 times that they're leaving are going to drive the rest of us effing crazy. And you know what? And this is perfect to do, because the sayings that people think are casual and meaningless and don't hurt or don't offend anybody, there are people like myself and there are people like our callers who are offended by a lot of this crap, and is a perfect opportunity to try to get people to change their ways so we don't have to hear any of these stupid sayings anymore. Let's talk to Ares in Tarzana. You're on 97.1. How are you?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, man.
So basically, coming from another country and taking the English language very literal, I'm trying to think means you're making an attempt at thought. Instead of just thinking of what the answer to the question I'm asking you is, you're making an attempt to think about it. I love it. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I mean, you're actually thinking while you're trying to think.
Yeah. Why waste the energy? Just do it.
I'm trying to breathe here. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. I'm trying to think. All right, the stupid things that people say that drive you absolutely crazy. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's another one that waiters and waitresses do. You have a pizza that you've just ordered, and you've wiped out the whole thing. Everything is gone. There's an empty pizza tray there, and the waiter or waitress will say, you guys done with that? Well, there's nothing on it. The pizza's gone. Yes, we're done with that. There's actually no more food on there. There's nothing on there. You done with that? Yes, it's an empty plate. It's an empty bowl. There's nothing in there. Let's talk to a Kyle on the 15 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I hate it. It's even said right. It's the wrong thing to hear. I hate. I could care less. No, it's couldn't care less. And I have to correct everybody who says that or else my head will explode.
Yeah, I couldn't care less, right. And yeah. Here's also another one. When somebody qualifies unique, like, you know, that guy, man, that guy's really unique.
I could care less.
Yeah, unique stands on its own. Unique means unlike anything else. And people do that all the time. No, he's very, very unique guy. No, he's just unique. All right? Unique stands by itself, Bubba. Yeah, that's another one, too. I couldn't care less. I could care less. Well, what could you care less? How much more could you care less? Let's have that debate. All right, the stupid things that people say that drive you crazy. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Candy out in Lake Elsinore. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys. It's Candy, actually. It gets really hot out here. Like this weekend, it's going to be about 105, and I work in a retail store every day. Hey, is it hot enough for you? Well, actually, no. It'd be great if it was about another 20 degrees hotter. It's so stupid, and they say it every day.
Oh, I also like, man, this heat's killing me. Oh, is that right? Well, you know, guess what? We're all in the same heat.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the same atmosphere. Is it hot enough for you out there?
That's an oldie but a goodie.
That's classic. Thanks, Candy. Hey, Candy, hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here, baby.
Hey, thank you.
We're going to give you a, I've got one of these things. It's great. It's a Parrot hands-free car kit, including free installation.
You guys are awesome. Yeah. My husband's wanting one of those.
Maybe you'll save you a ticket or two here.
It's Sandy.
Sandy, I'm sorry, baby.
That's okay.
It's being brought to you by Parrot, hands-free car kits. Next Tuesday means the end to driving while on the cell phone. Don't get a ticket. Get a Parrot and go hands-free. Go to Parrot.com for more information. They came out and installed one in my car, and I tell you, it is beautiful. You put your phone in the car. They install it. It takes about a half hour to an hour to install. And then all of a sudden your speakers become, your car speakers, your stereo speakers become your phone speaker. They put a little microphone up on top of the car where the visors are. And you drive around and it looks like you have a very, very expensive, a custom microphone and speaker in your car. And it really is great. And you roll around with the kids in the back of the car, or I don't know what you got, wife, I don't know what you got. And you never have to touch anything anymore. It's all hands-free, and it's great. So get one of those from Parrot. I had one installed the other day, and I can't imagine now not having one. All right, the dumb things that drive you absolutely crazy, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. The little annoyances in life, the things that people say that you take notice with, and it drives you crazy. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Hey, Garrett in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good. How are yourself?
All right, man. What do you got?
Hey, the younger generation has this thing about saying a quick minute. I'll be back in a quick minute, or I'll do that in a quick minute. What's a quick minute?
A minute is an exact period of time.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is. It's
How much faster can a minute be than 60 seconds?
I know. All right, thanks for calling, dude. Red and Orange on 97.1, how are you?
How you doing tonight,
Big Red? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You sound like you're enjoying yourself.
You know, I actually am for the first time in quite some time without talking about why or whatever. But I actually enjoy doing this.
I appreciate your show, and I love listening to
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I work in an office, and every morning at least 20 people say, "Hey, yo, how you doing?" You know, I'm here. You know, what more does there to say? You know, it just irritates me no end.
Right. Well, you know, when somebody says, how you doing, the only response you could ever give anybody is, hey, I'm doing great, or I'm doing fine. But when you say to a guy, how you doing, and he starts laying a story on you.
Oh, exactly.
That's time to bail.
100%.
You know, when you say, how you doing? Well, you know, my dog just died. And my kid is not doing well in school. As a matter of fact, and then he starts going into a friggin' story, and you're like, dude, I just wanted to recognize you, so I said, how you doing? I don't need the stories that follow up here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hear it. Okay. I mean, you've obviously got me confused with somebody that actually gives an S.
All right, we're going to give you something here, dude.
Oh, cool.
Another parrot mini kit brought to you by Parrot Hands-Free Car Kits. And again, folks, next Tuesday, remember, if you're talking on the cell phone, you're going to get yourself a ticket if a cop sees you. And if he pulls your ass over and you've had a few beers, maybe you're going to even get a DUI. All right? Get one of these things and save yourself a real pain in the ass. I had one installed the other day. They're great. They're from Parrot. It's the mini kit brought to you by Parrot. Go to Parrot.com. I'll get a ticket starting next Tuesday. Parrot.com. Little thing that annoys the crap out of you. Dan and Van Nuys, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Yeah, how are you doing?
All right, man.
I get a kick out of people who claim that President Bush has a problem with the word nuclear.
Right.
But all the time I'm hearing people say, hey, can I ask you a question?
Right. Well,
and they're simple one-syllable words, but they still screw it up.
Yeah, that is, I don't know how that happened.
I'm almost tempted to say, well, I don't have any laying around that I want chopped up right now, right. But come back tomorrow.
He says nuclear instead of nuclear.
But that's three syllables at least.
Yeah, but you know, anytime anyone's ever said that word, I know what it means.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to pronounce that one exact. You know, I know what it means.
But me a little bit.
Yes. All right. Thanks for calling, dude. Let's talk to John in West Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Hey, the phrase that kills me is just when you're at a party or something, someone's like, hey, is there an extra beer? there's not an extra beer. There's 12 in a 12-pack. Didn't come with 13.
Yeah, it's like when somebody says, do you have any extra change?
Yeah, no, it's just a quarter and a quarter.
Yeah, I've got my change, and my change is mine. It's in my pocket. I don't have extras here.
Hey, you got an extra smoke? No, there's 20 came in this pack. Sorry, no extra ones in this one.
All right, thanks, dude. Yeah, you got an extra one there? Let's talk to Seth in Silver Lake. People annoying you, dude?
Hey, Timmy, how's it going?
All right, man.
Good. To follow up the other caller, I hate when I work in customer service when I say, when someone comes in, I just say, hey, how's it going? They say, well, I'm a day late and a buck short.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that is unreal. And also, somebody used this the other day who works here at the station. I'm not going to tell you who it was. But I know what it was. It was something, it was that stupid saying where people say, you know, call me, but don't call me late. You know, call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner. It's 2008 and people are still trotting that out?
Right, and also, real quick, I'm not a huge texter. I don't text my phone a lot.
Right.
But when I text a friend, I'll say, hey, I'll meet you there tonight. They text back the letter K. You know, like, how much effort does it take to hit the other O? You know what I mean? Like, just, okay, you know, I understand. Just hit OK. It just drives me crazy.
Well, here's another thing that drives me crazy. Speaking of computers and email and text messages, when somebody writes LOL in an email,
yeah.
You know, LOL was started and is reserved totally for a chat room where you have to respond quickly to something.
Right,
and when it's scrolling.
There's a lot of that going on with texting. You know, you'll find all kinds of stuff. You know, my sister doesn't text me like, you know, I don't text syllables. Well, why not? Just do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Listen, the time that they save by not texting syllables is going to cost you about 10 times that time on the other side, trying to figure out what the F they just did.
Right. Or just how about, hey, the call is free. Just call me. We're on the same plan, you know?
Right. Or how about this? How about the guy that can't end the string of emails? You know?
Yeah.
He's got to always respond back. You know, you just say, hey, dude, I'll see you, I'll see you tomorrow at noon. And that should be it. And he writes back, all right, well, what do you want me, to bring? And I was like, no. At some point, an email chain has got to stop, young man. And here's another annoying guy. You send out what something you think is funny on the internet. And I understand that, you know, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. But you see some funky stuff on the internet and you want to send it to like 15 of your friends. The a-hole that responds to everybody and gives his opinion.
Right, right.
You know, he can't just respond to you. He's got to tell everybody his opinion.
Right. Oh, I've been on the receiving end of that one.
Oh, bubba. All right, that's a great call. We're going to give you something here, man.
Oh, awesome.
How about either a Motorola thing or a hippie fest? What do you got?
How about a Motorola thing?
All right, there you go, dude.
Awesome. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's a Motorola hands-free device and for your Bluetooth-enabled cell phone. Beginning next Tuesday, you're going to get a ticket, gang. So please. Somebody listening right now is going to be pulled over next week for talking on the cell phone, right? May not be you, maybe the guy next to you in the car, but somebody listening right now is going to get a ticket next week. So don't let this happen to you. Get one of these hand-free deals from Motorola. It's motorola.com/handsfree for more information. So check it out. The little things that annoy the crap out of you. Let's talk to Al in Los Alamitos here on 97.1.
How you doing, Tim?
Hey, bud.
I hate it when I go to work and I ask somebody how their day is or how they're doing, and they're like, oh, I'm so busy. I've got so much work to do. And it's like, thank you, Captain Obvious, for telling us that you've got so much work to do at work.
Yeah. Everybody else is, just kicking back and drinking a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just my little tidbit of...
Excellent. Thanks for calling, buddy. Paul in Compton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Howdy.
Hey.
I got two, actually. First one is irregardless. I hate it when people say irregardless.
Right. I don't even think it's a word.
No, it's not. And that's what drives me nuts. But then this other one, this really happened. I couldn't believe it. I was walking with some people, and one of them said, I hate people with bad I hate people with bad pronunciation.
I'm guilty of that one every once in a while. I know it's pronunciation, but I once in a while I slip and use that myself. So and maybe I'm the guy that annoys you.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Yeah, but that irregardless drives me crazy, too.
I correct them all the time.
Yeah. It's like George Carlin had a great bit on the prefix pre, you know, pre-record or preheat an oven. An oven can't be preheated. It's either heated or it's not. You can't pre-wash somebody or pre-wash your clothes. When you start the process of washing it, you're washing them. You're not pre-washing them. You're not pre-recording. You're recording. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-970, the crap that drives you crazy every day. Let's talk to Jeremy and Corona. You're on 97.1.
Tim, what's up, Bob?
Hey, dude.
I love the show, man.
Thank
you. Every day on the way home.
Wow. What a break for somebody.
Somebody. Anyways, I don't understand how this got corporate. Some moron decided it'd be a good idea to say that it's new and improved.
Yeah.
And I don't get that because it's either new or it's improved. It can't be both.
Right. Well, if it's improved, it's new. And if it's new, it certainly most likely is it's requested by the people buying it that it should be improved if it's new. It couldn't be new and worse. But yeah, it's a little redundant, new and improved. Of course it is, for God's sakes. Let's talk to Jason in Winnetka. You're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, the one thing that gets me is that, let's say if you're out at a restaurant with your buddies, and let's say I have a cheeseburger and fries, and a couple of fries are left on my plate, and your friend looks at you and looks at your plate and says, hey, you going to eat that? No, go ahead and knock yourself out. Go ahead. I just put the plate over to him. So.
Yeah, there's one fry left.
I'm full. Go ahead and, have a field day. I don't care.
It's all yours. All right, thanks, Babu. Craig in Ventura County, you're on 97.1.
How you doing, Tim?
All right, man.
Hey, the worst thing, I worked for a beer company out in Ventura, and the worst one I get, and all of us hate it, is we're wheeling a stack of beer. Hey, can you throw that in the back of my truck? Can you throw it in my trunk? What is this? Got some extra? No.
I know, but you sort of, because you're wearing the logo of the company on you and it's on the truck, you can't say, shut the F up, a-hole.
Yeah, if I had a buck for every time I could retire now.
Throw that in my trunk.
Yeah.
That's got to drive you crazy. All right, hold on one second. Yeah. That's great. We're going to give you something here. We're going to give you a family four packet, a family four pack of tickets to see Chivas USA battle the San Jose Earthquakes at the Home Depot, and that's July 5th. I think they're going to have fireworks after that that game as well. Yeah, stay for the big fireworks show afterwards. Visit CD Chivas USA. That's CD ChivasUSA.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action. And those guys were in last night, and they were pretty cool dudes. So buzz on out there and watch, get your soccer going, man. All right, the absolute craziest but yet simplest things that people say that drive you effing nuts. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're about 20 minutes away from open phones. Live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. The things you hear every single day that annoy the crap out of you. The small things. But eventually, they become the big things. I just heard one during the commercial break. I was watching Barack Obama on CNN, and he gave a speech the other, I guess, sometime this week, and saying, women can do anything. And that's not true. And Hillary was standing right next to him, and he says, you know, now it's proof that women can do everything. Yeah, maybe except for, I don't know, win the presidency of the United States, become the leading scorer in the NHL. How about becoming the world championship heavyweight fighter? Can they do that? No. How about the number one late night talk show host? Can they do that? No. All right. Women can do anything. They can do almost everything. Let's stick with that until they've done everything. Let's talk to Matt in Orange County here on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. It's obvious he can pull millions out of his pocket, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't understand. You know, as if my, you know, somebody's taking stock of my brain cells.
Well, yeah, it's and they're so much more intelligent than you could ever be. You know,
absolutely.
How about this one? Is even worse. You'll never understand. Like you don't have the capability of ever getting what I get.
I will never understand it.
Yeah, yeah. It usually comes from women. You know, you'll never understand. You'll never understand.
A highbrow buddy that looks down on you all the time going, you just don't understand. I'm sorry.
Right. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Michael in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man.
My favorite phrase. Do you know what time it is? I usually just answer, yeah, and walk away.
Right. Or how about that when somebody says, you know what time it is, and the a-hole goes, you mean right now?
Like, That's
what are you, Shecky Green? All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Brian in Laguna Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, dude.
All right. I hate when people misuse the term literally.
Oh, yeah, instead of figuratively?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I literally was jumping out of my seat. Well, no, you weren't. You were just sitting there, you know.
Oh. Yeah, you're physically jumping out of your seat if you're indeed doing that. Yeah, right. Literally jumping out of my seat. Excellent, buddy. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. The dumb things you got to put up with every day. These stupid sayings that people lay on you. Steven in East L.A., you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how's it going, my man?
All right, what's up, Bubba?
Long-time listener, third-time caller.
Wow, thank you. Keeping track. That's cool.
Yeah, for sure, man. Anyhow, the thing that I dislike, and I don't hear it all the time, but when I do hear it, I dislike it. When people use the word anxious in the wrong context. I'm stuttering, man. I'm so excited about being on your show.
Dude, no problem.
Yeah, when they say it in the wrong context. For example, you know, when somebody says, I'm anxious to go to Disneyland. When it's really they're saying, I'm eager to go to Disneyland. Because doesn't anxious come from the word like anxiety?
Well, yeah, anxious is a negative form of excitement.
Right.
The next door neighbor who has two pit bulls. I mean, those dogs are making me anxious.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So what? Man.
Exactly.
I
right, dude. Well, keep correcting people. Don't let them get
all
away
right,
with
man.
It. That's what we got to all do as a society. change these a-holes. David in Mission Viejo, you're on 97.1.
Tim, you big stud.
Hey, look at you, dude.
Yeah, you know, whenever I go to work, every freaking day I go to work, I always have my boss tell me, when he wants me to do something, like it's my job to do something, he always goes, hey, can you do me a favor? Like, I'm doing him a personal favor when I'm really just doing my job.
Right. And you know, here's another one. When you tell a joke on a guy that you think is pretty good,
yeah,
and instead of laughing, he gives you, oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. And they don't express it. They
yeah. Say, oh, that's Jesus, man. That is funny as hell, man. I'm going to use that one. That is funny, man. Jesus Christ. Obviously, you didn't think it was. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. I'll see what he's giving you at least a courtesy laugh.
Yeah.
And how about the people that don't give you a courtesy laugh? When you lay a joke on somebody, you got to at least give them a. Jesus, that's great. You got to give them something. You can just stiff them. You know, a guy will be nervous about telling jokes anymore. Let's talk to Victoria in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1.
Yes, hi. When people say it's more better.
Oh, yeah. It's just better.
It does. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense. Can't be more and better.
That's exactly right. We'll keep correcting them, man. All right. Thanks for calling, Victoria. Philip in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Jimmy.
Hey, dude.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
That pisses me the hell off. I blow up every time. Like, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, You just did.
That's classic, dude. Hold on one sec. We're going to send you something here. You're going to get a family four-pack of tickets to see Chivas USA battle the San Jose Earthquakes on July 5th. So check it out at cdchivasusa.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action. All right, folks, coming back, it is completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Put you on the air here. See what you have to say. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.